once upon a time, in a far-off kingdom, a bargain is struck, and a young girl is taken away from her parents. Locked away from the world to keep her safe, the young Rapunzel grows up dreaming of adventures and life outside of her lonely room at the top of a tall tower. And as she grows up, her hair grows longer and longer and longer and longer.
Lincoln Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for millennia.
It's a Lincoln Performing Arts Centre special for Lincoln Inspired, with not one, not two, but three fabulous Lincoln Performing Arts Centre people in place. We've got the welcome return of Sia Maturi. How are you, Sia?
I'm good, thank you.
Excellent.
How are you?
Very good. my hair is not as long as yours. but at the same time, it's nice to see that you're getting that length of hair. Have you been locked? Has Julie Otherby locked you in a tower and just let you out for this little show?
I think the hair growth was just to get in the Rapunzel mood.
Just to get in the Rapunzel mood. Also in the studio, we have the wonderful Liam McCleary. Liam, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, Liam, you're doing hair growth on both sides, both sort of top of the head and bottom of the head as well. It's genius stuff. Now, are you also sort of going for the Rapunzel-esque side of things?
Yeah, he says. Really get me into the mood, ready for the show.
This is great stuff. But then we actually turn to somebody who I think might actually be Rapunzel herself, or at least her alter ego in the 21st century. It's Jess Hickey. How are you, Jess?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Your first time on Siren Radio, and here you are celebrating the fact that you are a Rapunzel.
Yeah, it's really, really exciting.
It's so awesome and tremendous. Was this something you'd always dreamed of actually having as a young child? Was it a case of, that's the ultimate? I mean, other people might say Goldilocks. Some people might turn around and say, yeah, maybe Sleeping Beauty. Not a great deal of dialogue there, obviously. but, you know, for you, Rapunzel, this is the one.
Yeah, definitely. I think when you're a kid growing up and you have like your Barbies, you always want to be Rapunzel. Something incredible.
Other dolls are, of course, available.
We don't promote
wasn't that ad for Barbies?
Over the course of the next 45 minutes or so, we're going to be finding out about Liam and Jess, how they've got involved with Rapunzel, what it's all about, how you can get involved with Rapunzel, how you can actually meet Rapunzel in person. I know, it's amazing. And possibly even meet Sita in person, which is even more exciting. But that's all to come here on Inspired, on Lincoln Inspired. It's the third week of, or the first Wednesday of the month. Time for Ariana Grande.
I fight for the things you believe in. I got get you out of here, put it in drive, baby. I got your keys in. We about to take us a vacation. I'm about to put all this bitches loving on you, baby, like it was the late 80s. When you ride on me, baby, rotate it.
He's giving me the good trip. Yeah. The maybe not quit. The good trip. I hear God has done it.
You may or may not be familiar with the story of Rapunzel. Let's just test the studio team. First of all, Sia, Rapunzel, was it something which kind of impacted on your childhood? With your Barbies or not?
I think I had a set of books of like the original tales of like fairy tales. Mm. And Rapunzel was one of those. Because when I was growing up, there wasn't a Rapunzel movie out.
Tangled, I think, is the closest.
Tangled's the closest one, but I think even though I did go to the cinema and I did fangirl it a lot, but I was quite an adult then, so I don't know if that counts as childhood. But I had a set of books that had Rapunzel in, and that's always one you want to read because it's just like, it's just like so different to everything else. So when I heard about this one, I was like, ah, oh, no way!
Exactly. No, and to which I would respond, way, Sia, way. No way, way. And likewise, obviously from the male perspective, Liam, is it something which you thought, yeah, that's fine, or were you too busy locked into a world of Captain Scarlet, Doctor Who and various other sort of characters?
Well, I always knew the story because it's one of those ones that just like soaks into your...
consciousness.
Into your consciousness, so, yeah. And I always knew the story, but I didn't really see any version of it until Tangled came out, and... I didn't see Tangled until a couple of years ago, but then when I did, I really liked Tangled. I like it a lot.
You're both third-year performing arts students at the University of Lincoln. Clearly, you're in the wonderful hallowed steps of the same organisation that put together Robin Hood and Maid Marian, which was phenomenal last year. So great stuff from that point of view. When the idea of producing Rapunzel was put to the fore, did you have any say in the matter? Where people actually said, but why can't we do Aladdin? Or something? Because it's not... It's a Christmas show. How did the idea for Rapunzel actually enter the ether?
So Dom Simmons, who actually like creates the show, he put forward the idea like a year before it was even released that it was going to be Rapunzel. So we found out from obviously our course, we auditioned, and he actually wrote the prince's part specifically for Liam from his audition, which is actually quite interesting.
I mean, Liam, is that add to the pressure or is it just
yeah, I feel like that's a lot to carry.
Yeah, you are the prince.
Yeah. I feel like it's actually kind of freeing because it just allows me to really be me more because it's based on my sort of mannerisms that I put forward.
So you have royal connections then, basically.
Yeah. Definitely.
If only Meghan Markle had been aware of me.
Exactly.
Made the wrong choice. So never mind. Just have to work our way through that. So how long have we been working on it? I mean, talk us through the actual sort of range of things, because we clearly it starts off on the 12th of December in terms of performances, but talk us through the kind of whole package, because at the same time, obviously, you've got a degree to do as well.
Yeah. We auditioned in May.
Yeah, the 25th of May.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 25th of May. Got our parts in August, and then from then on, just rehearsing. Any chance we can get, we're constantly going for it, aren't we?
Teaching finishes this week, so we're going into 2 weeks of intensive rehearsals starting next Monday.
Just for any people who might be students who say, teaching finishes this week, no, not on all courses.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
You know, show up next week.
So, you know, I'd hate to have an English student listening to this and thinking, oh, the teaching's over, they said it. They said it. College of Arts, it's all over. No, it isn't. It's just from that line that you're working through that whole process. Okay, so in terms of the actual sequence itself, I will be asking you to do a little excerpt from the piece, actually. So are you okay for that? I think we need to build that. So psych up your inner character. But we did mention there's a chance to actually sort of meet both Liam and Jess in person, in character, as the Prince and Rapunzel. And this takes place at the Waterside Shopping Centre as part of the Christmas Light Switch On. Would you like to tell us more, please, Sia?
Yeah, so... with finally getting into this whole press kind of tour of the show, if we call it that. And it's really exciting because you can come into Waterside Shopping Centre and you're going to meet all the characters from Rapunzel. Hopefully, well, they will be in costume and you can take pictures and you can have chats with them. But
selfies with Rapunzel.
Selfies with Rapunzel.
Who doesn't want that?
I mean, you're going to be the most liked person on your feed.
You got your Instagram, you got your Snapchat, you got your traditionals, your old school Twitter, your old school Facebook, etc. I'm sure Rapunzel, even if somebody brought out a MySpace, you'd even sort of find something
exactly.
On that point. All social media are actually sorted through on that system. Of course, some people might actually say, no, I want to meet the prince. I want to meet the prince.
Exactly. We always forget. Yeah.
I'd want to meet the prince.
I'm glad you said that. It makes so much sense for the whole thing.
Exactly.
Particularly, I have to break the news to the prince that sadly no Josh Grogan, but just for him.
Blimey O'Reilly, I thought she was never going to leave.
Me neither. Gothel by name, awful by nature.
Who are you?
Oh, I was just passing. Heard someone singing. Say, nice voice. Hey, have you got any cookies? I'm so Hungarian. Maybe white chocolate pistachio or peanut. I could do peanut.
For heaven's sake, we are stuck up in a tower 300 feet in the air with no way out. You think we got a co-op in the corner?
Hey, I was just asking. You want me to get a takeout? I could be back in 10. Check this out. Top of the range climbing gear, see? Spikes, crampons, clickety things on a rope?
No, thank you.
Suit yourself. Won't be needing these then. Look out below!
Wait! We could use those to get out!
I've only just got in. Wow, nice view.
Well, he's invited himself. Look, Mr. Prince, whatever your name is.
My name? My name? Oh, you don't want to bother with that. I'm just a straight-talking guy with a lot of dough and some free time in my schedule, so why do you say we party?
That's all very well, but we seem to be rather trapped up in a tower with no chance of getting to the outside world.
Outrageously wonderful. Yes, the dynamic reaction of Liam and Jez there in person, in character, as the Prince and Rapunzel. What better way to actually introduce Haircut 100? See what we did there? Love plus one. I know, it's very strange. So, moving on, that's just one little snippet of what you can actually hear if you sign up for the actual piece itself. And it runs, as I say, from the 12th of December to Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve, the 24th of December, so quite a lengthy run, really.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like two shows each day as well.
It's the longest run I've done yet.
It's building up. So talk to us about how you decided to pursue the arts of thespian world at the University of Lincoln. Liam, what first led you here?
Well, I did drama at school. I started it in year 7, mm-hmm. as you do, and then I took it as an option in year 9 and then again for GCSE and A level. And I was doing a BFI Film Academy in year 13, and George Mackay from the film Pride came to do a talk with mm-hmm. us about his career and how he got into the business as an actor. And I had a little chat with him after he did his talk, and that was what inspired me to, because I was either going to do film and TV at uni or do drama, and that chat with George Mackay switched led you me down the drama
so
path.
So thanks to George Mackay, you are Prince.
Absolutely.
And Jess, you're in a particular role.
Yeah, mine's not as cool as Liam's. I was 7 years old and had no confidence, so just did drama because my mum pushed me towards it. And completely fell in love with it, and I just can't imagine my life without it. So the natural step for me was to go to university, and I've absolutely fallen in love with Lincoln, so it was just a natural step for me.
And where is home?
Home is in Essex. Fantastic. In Upminster. I don't know if you could tell from my voice. It's a big good
you can hang back.
I'm really holding back. I'm like proper Essex.
Yeah. Setting girl, you know, you got your white shoes, you've got your white stilettos, you've got your bag, you're quite careful that sort of thing. It's too much. And five colors in her hair. Not into fashion, but I love the clothes she wears. Her tattoo's always in her fire underwear. She don't care. Everybody wants to know her name. Ivy Wildhouse, Bonnie and GK. Everyone asks me, who the hell is she? That weirdo with five colors in her hair. She's just a loner with a sexy attitude. And I'd like to phone her, cause she puts me in the mood. And the room is spreading round, and she cooks in the nude. But she don't care, she don't care.
Siren FM.
Thank you. Okay, moving on. We need to talk a bit more about the Waterside Shopping Centre and the Christmas light switch on. So, Sia, would you like to? I say, I always like that. would you care to actually open up about this little event that's taking place very soon?
Yeah, so I feel like we've been working on Rapunzel for so long, and it's been sort of closed off to everyone, and on Friday it all becomes real, and it's like unleashed.
Blossoms like a flower.
Yeah, exactly. It's really our baby, and now it's growing up. So Friday, I feel, is officially the day when we sort of set it free. And it's happening at the Christmas light switch on, which for everyone, it's going to be in town. But the cast of Rapunzel are going to be there. And when the lights all come on, we're going to do a carol singing session. So all the cast have been working very hard on their carols. And so it's a really lovely event to get down to. I remember going to it last year with the previous cast, and it was just really lovely just to all of a sudden you're in November, and then you feel really Christmassy. Mm. And at that point, I ordered what I wanted for Christmas. And it was just like the thing that I needed to be like, ah, now we're in the run of it. So that's happening on Friday, mm-hmm. Friday evening, in town. The lights will go on. And then if you come and find us around the Waterside Shopping Centre, we'll be there to make you stop booking those Amazon presents that you've got in your basket, but you just haven't quite...
Step away from the social media. Step away from the Jeff Bezos organisation. Just step into all sorts of other bits and pieces. Yeah. Still to come on this edition of Inspired On Air, we'll be talking about the phenomenal charity that actually the Christmas show has actually chosen to support from that point of view. But to take us around to that, I believe, Jess, you've got a special mention, as we refer to it in the business, a shout-out. And there are a number of sort of lines we can actually do with this, because clearly when we're looking to Rapunzel and there's a hair theme to the programmes, I'm thinking Roll With It is one possibility.
Oh, yeah, okay, cool.
But then Wonderwall, you've got to kind of climb down
I
and up.
Feel like Wonderwall.
You think so? Do you think that's the way forward? Okay, then, Jess, would you like to please deliver the cue to Wonderwall with your little shout-out as well?
Okay, I'd like to shout out to my number one fan, Josh, who's listening, and also to my mother and my dad. So here you are.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding.
Now, you may well be wondering, how can we get tickets for Rapunzel? First of all, are tickets still available, Sia? Because it's such a popular show, you need to move fast, I would have thought.
Yeah, tickets are available on our website, at our box office, or you can call in.
And the website, of course, is?
www.lpac.co.uk.
Exactly. You've got, obviously, various bands, adult prices, £22.50. Child under 16, £12, or indeed £10. Family tickets, actually, £59 or £55. So lots of other areas. And students and under 26ers, you've got, basically, members entitled to a child rate up to £12. So it's awesome. It's tremendously wonderful. And another important thing, as we mentioned, there is going to be a donation from the Castmates to the Little Princess Trust. Would you like to talk about this, please? Yes.
Yeah, Princess Trust. That's what we're donating some money towards. Sia?
Yeah, we're really, really, really excited about this because I think it's the first time that we've actually linked a charity to one of our Christmas shows. And it was sort of like a natural match because the Little Princess Trust is a charity that is based around providing real hair wigs to children who suffer from hair loss from various illnesses, and it's for boys and for girls. So it was just when we kind of read about them and got in contact, it was such a lovely kind of match because especially in Rapunzel, she's a character who's a lot of the time defined by her hair.
Oh, definitely.
But there's a point, and there's a point in the show and in her story that she loses that, and she has to be herself, but without
brave,
that, yeah,
be brave about the hair and just be herself.
Yeah,
and I think that's
it's a really great message, yeah. Especially for children who are going through that kind of journey in their lives. So we're really super excited to have them as our official charity linked with the show, and to get involved, we have collection buckets around in the theatre for Little Princess Trust. They sent us a bag of just like goodies, like balloons and wristbands and like loads of things that you can buy to help donate. Also, the Rapunzel official programme that will be there at the show. I think 50% of whatever's raised through those programmes are going towards the Little Princess Trust as well. So there are various ways that people can sort of support the charity and also get to see the show as well. Yeah. But it's just that it's a really lovely, heartwarming thing to do, especially around Christmas time where you just really want to help people around that time.
Makes perfect sense. We'll be finding out what Jess will be going on to do after Rapunzel, and indeed Liam as well. What other grand events they'll be actually there. But a musical piece now, which I couldn't resist playing. I know it's from a different show entirely. It's from South Pacific. You may have some indication in terms of what we're talking about here. It's all to do with hair, keeping that theme going, but...
I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way. Get the picture? I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms and send him on his way. Don't try to patch it up. Tear it up, tear it up. Wash him up, dry him up. Push him out, fly him up. Cancel him. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way. If the man don't understand you, if you fly on separate beams, waste no time, make a change. Ride that man right off your range. Rub him out of the roll call and drum him out of your dreams. Oh, ho! If you laugh at different comics, if you root for different teams, waste no time, weep no more, show him what the door's for. Drum him out of the roll call and drum him out of your dreams. Oh,
washed that man right out of my hair. I went and washed that man right out of my hair. I went and washed that man right out of my hair and sent him on his way. I went and washed that man right out of my hair. I went and washed that man right out of my hair. I went and washed that man right out of my hair and sent him on his way.
Which presumably is what would happen if the relationships between the prince and Rapunzel didn't kind of create. And there was, and certainly that excerpt that we actually heard early in the production, there was a sense that tension was there, certainly.
Tension is high between the prince and Rapunzel, and you see it throughout, which is quite, it's quite an interesting dynamic. She's not the typical princess where she just falls in love with the first man she ever meets. She's more feisty and sassy than that, and I think the prince is just as much.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Straight on. Okay. So what lies in store for Jess and Liam when December 24th comes around and they realise Santa hasn't given them any presents whatsoever because they've had the joy of performing it? And so what, I mean, obviously you'll be completing your degree, etc. Liam, where do you intend your career to take? Will it be a case of I can only ever see myself being a prince?
Honestly, I've not really at the moment got that much of a plan. I'm just going to see where life takes me. Our head of course, Wes, we had a little chat with him yesterday, and he said about how basically life is just a series of accidents that leads you to different places. And
interesting philosophy, isn't it?
Yeah. Really?
It's a good way to avoid ever growing
up. The banana skin philosophy.
Real piece of pan.
Being in the right place at the right time. Maybe you create your own accident. Maybe you actually sort of focus on that.
Yeah.
Write our own script. And Jess, you look more focused, or is it a case of I'm an artist, Lolly?
Well, I'm if anyone knows me, I'm extremely organised. if I'm not, I might collapse. So I definitely want to try and do arts marketing in the future, see where that might take me, and see from there, really.
Well, that makes perfect sense. We're going to find out a few final thoughts about Rapunzel and the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre in a few moments, because actually, strangely enough, as C would say, there are more things than Rapunzel taking place, I believe, C. I've even heard penguins.
So many penguins.
Exactly.
All
so
penguins.
Never let it be said that we won't let the penguins get their mention as well. Mind you, penguins and Rapunzel. Now, that's a mashup I certainly think would be worth considering.
Yeah.
little mix featuring Sean Paul and Hair. Barry was a cold penguin, born into the long nights of the Antarctic winter. All Barry has ever known is snow, ice and cold. So when he learns that there are warmer places in the world, he sets out on a quest to find the summer sun. But things don't quite go to plan, do they, Sia?
No, they don't.
They don't quite go according to plan.
I'm really excited about this one.
What can we say? This is actually running simultaneously.
Yeah.
Simultaneously. With Rapunzel. You've got from Monday 17th of December to Monday 31st of December. Actually, it exceeds Rapunzel.
Yeah, it does, actually.
It goes on beyond, Rapunzel. And literally the end of the year. Penguins, penguins.
They get penguins. New Year's.
Exactly. So, go on. Take us through the whole notion of penguins, penguins, penguins.
So, penguins is about penguins. what you just said, we follow a penguin called Barry, and he's very cold in, is it the Antarctic where penguins are?
Yeah.
In the Antarctic. And he goes around the world and he meets some fantastic characters and different types of animals, in his search to almost, it's quite deep, find himself,
yeah.
Find where he belongs. And
I can identify with that.
Yeah,
I'm channeling the inner penguin within myself.
I know.
Particularly when they're looking back, when they look, and then they just fall. They fall back down.
But yeah, it's written by our artistic director Craig, and he's so excited about it. And
I can see Craig Morrow, Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. Craig Morrow, definitely. It's Lincoln Performing Arts Centre.
Yeah,
exactly.
the whole thing,
or nothing. Basically. But I can sense a penguin in him.
In him, desperately trying to scream out. This is his way of letting his inner
Barry the penguin. Probably find the penguins in Mary Poppins particularly emotional. I would have thought. Really. Yeah.
From speaking to Craig, I can confirm that we have a glamour llama that's going to be in the show and has a very special song as well, which I'm super, super excited about.
I think what's interesting about penguins is the fact that it's 3+, like the age range. So if you're the younger kids don't want to go to Rapunzel, there's always the chance to go to penguins.
I think they're
Or do both.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, this Smashing it out.
Precisely.
It's targeted at that kind of younger demographic. For
3+, so I do qualify.
Yeah, exactly. So
I am
me
over
too.
3. So.
But I'm definitely, again, like I was in Tangled, going to be sat in there with all the kids like, penguins!
And they pay out of this as well, that's amazing. genius. In case you're wondering, Liam would like to dedicate his appearance on the show to everybody who knows him. I think that's fair to say.
Absolutely.
Everyone's been integral in who I am today. Oh, wow.
I'd really like to thank them all.
Wonderful. This without any marshmallows as well. It's phenomenal. It just shows the way in which one of the studio guests actually is able to put 8 marshmallows in their mouth.
It's a big achievement.
I did get seven in.
I know. I won though, Liam.
You see, with 8, she can actually put that as an extra special skill in the spotlight.
Exactly.
You know, special skills.
Think of all the jobs.
Able to put 8 marshmallows in with chewing or without chewing?
Without chewing. In my mouth.
You can actually watch her do this.
Really? Is it online?
Online. Not yet.
Hopefully you'll
be able to see it next week. But if you want to see Rapunzel herself.
And the marshmallows.
Tune in. Go to Lincoln Performing Arts Centre Facebook, Twitter.
It's almost as though we've reached the whole notion of actually having a treasure hunt for marshmallows. That is your cue to talk about the treasure hunt in Rapunzel.
Yeah, so one of a really exciting thing that I've been working on is that we're going to have a treasure hunt, a Rapunzel-themed treasure hunt around Waterside Shopping Centre. It's going to be launching from Friday this week. And what you want to look out for is we've got 10 shops within Waterside Shopping Centre that have 10 of Rapunzel's hair products hidden in their shops. So they range from a hairbrush and comb to more fancier things like a hair mask or or Rapunzel's hair oil or
so
I think that's a one that I'm really confused about. It's like balsam? Balsam. Yeah. She's got all of that going on.
All
and
of it.
Yeah, so it takes a lot to look after her hair. And gallons.
There's a lot of it,
gallons.
Let's face it. You know, there's a lot of
deep conditioning.
Exactly.
Yeah. But they're hidden all around Waterside Shopping Centre, and they're going to have secret letters on them. And if you can go around Waterside Shopping Centre, find the items and spell out the word, you can actually be put in for a prize draw to win 3 exciting prizes. I think we've got a kids tablet, an Amazon Fire 8, I think. We've got some headphones to go with that, some wireless Bluetooth headphones, and also we've got a gift voucher for £20 to as many shops as I can think of. Like, I was looking and there's so many shops you can use the gift voucher at. So it's a really fun way of like getting the shopping done, I guess, and the Christmas shopping done, but also being to win a really, really amazing prize.
So parents are listening to this, students are listening to this. I'm suspecting that some of the children who might not be able to listen to this, because much as we'd love them to listen to Inspired on Air, you should be in a lesson, paying attention.
Yeah,
now.
Please concentrate at school.
Exactly. If you're listening on a podcast, much better. You know,
much
that's
better.
Fine. You can look at that. That's why we make them available as a podcast on Inspired on Air and so on. But it's great to actually work through that. So let's just summarise. Penguins, obviously fantastic from that point of view. But the big feature on the programme today has very much been Rapunzel performing at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre between when and when, once again?
12th of December to the 24th of December.
Exactly. It's like,
Rapunzel.
12th and then double it, you see. You take 12th
exactly.
of December.
You just double
it, you got 24. That's the way forward. So sort of things like you can go directly to lpac.co.uk, that's Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, .co.uk, online to book tickets and things from that point. You can pop in person, I'm sure. Sia will say that the box office staff are always pleased to see human
We're
beings.
Always happy to see humans.
Exactly.
And penguins.
Small humans, different species from that point. It's just fantastic. This has been Inspired on Air. Thank you to Sia Maturi. Thank you to Liam McCleary. And thank you to Jess Hickey.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's been splendid. It's been awesome.
Thank you.
Will you come back again?
I would love to.
Well, the next critical thing is we need to wrap up with the final phrase that we know. I'm not sure whether Sia, just given her first show, she may have forgotten all about the way we wrap up the show. But we effectively have to say inspired be, but reverse those words. And that's the kind of key thing, because it's called Inspired on Air. We like to leave with a positive message, you know, not like look after penguins. That's very positive. but be inspired. So a 1, 2, 3.
Be inspired.
That's okay, but I think we can go for more.
We do it better.
I think we've got more oomph, you know, exactly.
That was our rehearsal.
That's the on-air rehearsal. That's working through there. This time, it's basically for the pride of Essex, okay?
For the pride of Essex.
Well, I mean, obviously, Lincolnshire is pretty good, but many people said Lincolnshire is the Essex of the East Midlands.
I would say so. I would definitely say so.
Thank you. So there we are. After three, 1, 2, 3.
Be inspired.